And some other stories we're following. First, from the Vatican, a new tribunal there will now be able to discipline Catholic bishops accused of covering up or failing to prevent sex abuse by priests. Pope Francis approved the plan today, saying the tribunal will also deal with the backlog of sex abuse cases, which he says are still very numerous. The church already had procedures in place for disciplining priests, but victims wanted something comparable for bishops. The announcement was met with cautious optimism by members of the Survivors Network of Those Abused by Priests, or SNAP. Barbara Doris is a victim's advocate with the group.
Well, we hope it will be a step forward, but as far as we know, neither this pope nor any of his predecessors, and I think the important word is never, have they disciplined a single bishop for the part they've played in the cover-up. Even Bishop Finn in Kansas City, who was criminally convicted, was allowed to voluntarily resign. So we say to people, be hopeful, but be prudent and stay vigilant and see if truly bishops are held accountable for their actions or their inactions.
But Dora says she wants the Vatican to go further.
We don't believe that any organization can discipline or investigate itself. We say these are crimes. They should be investigated by law enforcement. So we're hopeful that law enforcement will be involved. We hope that if a bishop covers up or enables a predator, he will be disciplined harshly and publicly to deter others from doing the same thing.
Barbara Doris with the group Survivors Network of Those Abused by Priests. One of the stories we're following today. Another back here in the U.S., federal investigators looking into last month's fatal Amtrak crash say there's no indication the engineer was talking on his phone when the train derailed on its way from Washington to New York. There's also no evidence that the engineer was texting or using the train's onboard Wi-Fi. In a statement, the National Transportation Safety Board said it was still investigating whether the phone was in airplane mode or powered off. The train derailed, as we remember, killed 8 people after it took a 50-mile-per-hour curve at 106 miles per hour. You're listening to Here and Now.